months. And while things came back up and were restored as of January 3rd, district attorney's offices around the state say that it's been a hassle for the past few months to keep operations going.
Do the work that people expect and that our victims deserve. So it's just been a lot more work to do it. And unfortunately, it has taken, we had to take some other resources away.
That was the deputy district attorney for Sedgwick County on KWCH News. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
After the blowout of the door from the Boeing 737 MAX, the company of Spirit AeroSystems has released another statement regarding an update into the investigation from the National Transportation Safety Board. As Cake News reports, according to the latest statement, the company said Spirit AeroSystems has been working closely with our customers since this event in Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 on January 5th. A Spirit team is now supporting the NTSB's investigation directly. As a company, we remain focused on the quality of each aircraft structure that leaves our facility. During the investigation, the Federal Aviation Administration has grounded more than 9 of the planes that utilize the mid-cabin door plug after the plug and part of the fuselage detached while in flight after taking off from Portland International Airport. The company's president and CEO, Dave Calhoun, also reiterated the importance of safety, that paying attention to detail is the key, as he spoke with many workers earlier this week. The company of Spirit AeroSystems is the largest part supplier for Boeing, with fuselages and door plugs being manufactured by the company, many of them happening in Wichita.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi-hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. With the winter storms coming through and sweeping over the Midwest, the Nebraska Department of Transportation's traffic managers are paying particularly close attention to the 350 cameras that they have on highways across the state. One of them, Jennifer Hendricks, spoke with WOWT.
Our maintenance supervisors are watching those cameras too, so they can see, okay, now it's in Lexington, so now Kearney needs to get ready for what may come.
She also mentioned that the message boards on highways may be off for safety concerns. In other news, the Nebraska Legislature's Rules Committee had a public hearing that touched on several topics, including whether or not the officially nonpartisan legislature should continue the tradition of voting for its leaders by secret ballot. Slippery roads across the state likely limited the number of in-person testifiers to about a dozen, but the committee received another 220 public comments online throughout the day. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners discussed with the County Sheriff, Justin Cordray, options for incentivizing college degrees or related training as a means to attract and retain employees. Specifics were not identified, And it was mentioned that offering paid training should include longer-term employment with the county, as opposed to those who might take advantage of the incentive and then move on. No decisions were made. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting held a public hearing on the 2023 budget amendments and approved those unanimously after no one came forward with comments. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet next week on Tuesday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Do not plan to meet with department heads. They'll hold a work session to discuss changes to the Nemahal County reorganization document for 2024. Next regular meeting in Nemahal County, January 22nd. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved a contract with CES Group for a study of a section of storm sewer from Broadway and U.S. 36 North up 15th Street and approved purchase of chip seal cover for city street projects this year. Marysville Police received approval for a new vehicle and outfit, as well as rifle magnifiers, and they're planning a national night out event August 2nd. Mayoral appointments were approved, including the Kester Block Advisory Board through 2026 for Rob Peschel, Rory Clark, Nick Wolf, and Sharon Phillips. Airport Advisory Commission through 2025, reappointment of Randy Brown and Gary Howland, and appointment of Nick Stoll. Tree Board, Dylan Palmer, Cemetery Board, Lynn Stowes, and Planning Commission through 2026, Ryan Smith, and Frank Stagenborg, extraterritorial member. Wesley L. West Johnson, age 85, formerly of Home and Marysville, passed away Tuesday at Topeka. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wes Johnson. Trudy L. Reif, age 71, of Washington, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, January 13th, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Interment in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Trudy Reif. Tracy Swanson Huttner, age 61, of Frankfort, passed away December 19. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, at 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, Rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tracy Swanson Huttner. Jared J. L. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, Rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for J. Horman. Heather J. Wilson, age 46, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Heather Wilson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pork fritter, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. Tomorrow, hamburger, potato wedges, pea salad, and apricots. No weather-related postponements or cancellations this morning. Schools are back on their normal schedule. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 11th of January. KNDY News Time is 7:13. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Marysville Knights of Columbus Annual Soup Day is Thursday, January 11th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering, homemade chicken noodle, chili, potato, and vegetable beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carryout available. Phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus Annual Soup Day in Marysville, Thursday, 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall. Public is welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory will go into effect late this afternoon until early Friday afternoon, and a wind chill watch will be in effect from late Friday evening until early Tuesday afternoon. A slight chance for some snow showers today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and upper 20s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Snow and blowing snow likely overnight with our lows just around zero. North winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some snow and blowing snow into Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the single digits and upper teens. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows just below zero. Sunny but very chilly into Saturday with our highs just around zero. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the negative teens. Some flurries possible on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs just above and below zero. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-January 39. Record high on this date, 67. The average low 19 and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46. Sunset this evening 5:23. It's 19 degrees this hour, and again, no weather-related postponements or cancellations. Schools are back on schedule. Watch out, going to be some slick spots with refreezing overnight. That's a check of the morning news and weather.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The college hoops upsets continue a night after the top two teams went down on the same night. Third-ranked Kansas looked to avoid the same fate.
3 seconds to go. 2 seconds to go. It won't matter. The shot's up. It's no good. And UCF wins.
The call on 96.9 The Game on ranked UCF shocks number 3 Jayhawks 65-50. Number 4 UConn handled Xavier 80-75. Fifth-ranked Tennessee was at Mississippi State.
5 seconds left. He lost it. A steal by Davis. State's going to win.
The call on Learfield. Tolu Smith's layup with 14 seconds left broke a 72-all tie. The Bulldogs hang on to knock off the Volunteers 77-72. The upsets did not stop there. TCU beat number 9 Oklahoma 80-71. Butler shocked 11th-ranked Marquette in Milwaukee 69-62. And Virginia Tech drubbed number 21 Clemson 87-72. Number 13 Memphis dodged an upset beating UTSA 107-101 in OT. NBA, T-Wolves at the Celtics.
Tatum turns into Towns, back into the right hand, the left, he drives, scoops, and scores.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub, tied at 120. Jason Tatum's layup put Boston ahead, and they would hold on to beat the Wolves 127-120. Tatum scored 45 in the win. Victor Wembanyama recorded his first career triple-double. Spurs crushed the Pistons 130-108. Thunder beat the Heat 128-120. The Jazz drubbed the Nuggets 124-111. Clippers beat the Raptors 126-120. NHL, the Avs shut out the Golden Knights 3-0. Stars skated by the Wild 7-2, and the Flyers edged the Canadiens 3-2 in overtime. College football, Nick Saban announced his retirement. He won 7 national championships, the last 6 at Alabama. This is Rich Cantor, ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number 1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The weather-delayed Mudeckis basketball tournament tipped off with girls' action Wednesday in Beatrice as Diller O'Dell fell to Palmyra 49-48 and Southern lost to Exeter Milligan 62-11. Boys open Thursday with Southern facing Lewiston at 4 at the middle school and Diller O'Dell taking on Johnson Brock at 6:30 in the auditorium. Marysville Bulldogs Friday affair at Walmego is being moved up a day and is scheduled to tip off this evening with girls varsity about 5:30. Boys to follow, broadcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a stuttering start to the trading session, investors sent the major indexes higher yesterday. The Dow Jones ended up 170 points at 37,695. The S&P tacked on 0.6%. The NASDAQ added 0.75%. A key report on inflation is due out this morning. Experts tell Bloomberg the Consumer Price Index will likely show inflation continuing to slow. Looking down the road, they think it could drop to around 2% by the end of this year. The Securities and Exchange Commission has given its blessing to Bitcoin exchange-traded funds in the U.S. That decision yesterday gives regular investors easier access to the world's most popular cryptocurrency starting today. And a dozen lucky hot dog fans may have a new gig for the new year. Oscar Mayer is opening applications for Wienermobile drivers. A dozen people will be picked to become the latest class of what Oscar Mayer calls hot doggers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Haxtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment auction is Saturday, February 2nd. Deadline for advertising is Saturday, January 13th. To consign items, call Bob at 785-736-2787 or Jim at 785-547-7132. Consignments now being accepted. Sale bill advertising is January 13th. For the annual Haxtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction, Saturday, February 2nd.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a nice recap of how yesterday finished, as well as a look through the overnight session, as it was a choppy two-sided day of trade yesterday at the close of the livestock, mixed to mostly higher. February live cattle did drop 2 cents down to 170.75. April was up 7 at 173.67. Higher in the feeders, January feeder cattle up 85 cents to 224.62. March was up $1.25 to 226.12. And some gains for the hogs as well. February hogs up 20 cents to 72.07. April was up 45 at 78.95. In the grains yesterday, it was mixed to slightly lower at the close. March corn is currently up a penny in the overnight session at 460 and a half a cent. May's up 0.75 cents at 472 and a quarter. Slightly lower in the wheat yesterday and starting lower this morning as well. March Kansas City wheat currently down to 623 a bushel. That's a loss of 1.5 cents. May Kansas City wheat down 1.5 as well to 627 3/4. It's been a winning week for oats. March oats, however, this morning is down 1.5 at 384. A look into the soybeans. January beans, which contract will leave the board today, currently trading at 12.28 3/4. March is up 8 through the overnight session at 12.44 1/2, making up for some of this week's losses. It has not been a very friendly 2024 for soybeans so far. January soybean meal is up 5.70 through the overnight session at 367 even, and March soy oil up 24 points at 48.49. Cotton complex also making up for some of yesterday's losses after finishing a bit lower. March cotton up 88 points at 81.06. A look into the energy markets through the overnight session. February crude oil up another $1.45, at 72.86. February unleaded gas up 4 cents at 2.11 a gallon. February heating oil up 6 at 2.66, and February natural gas a little bit lower, down 6 at 2.97. Into the metals, February gold is up $9.60 an ounce, trading at $2,037.40. March silver up 15 after finishing a bit lower yesterday at 23.22. And the dollar index, after a lower finish yesterday, down 8 points at 101.99.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Raccoons can cause issues for people in rural and urban settings. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses characteristics of the species and a few ways that they can be controlled. He says why people are likely to have a problem with raccoons.
Raccoons are kind of an interesting species. They're really strong. They're really smart. And they like a lot of resources that we have that we don't want them to damage. And so there's a lot of people that can have problems with raccoons.
Ricketts explains the trapping option and what can be used to hopefully make it successful.
raccoons are a very easy species to trap, and we can trap them with cage traps, which are really the most appropriate way to trap them in town. If we're not in town, then my favorite way to catch them is with what's called a dog-proof raccoon trap, which is basically a pipe that encloses the bait, and they reach down into the pipe for the bait, and they get captured. And that type of trap is safe if we're thinking about, you know, not catching other kinds of critters. We can put a type of bait that would be cereal with marshmallows in it, like maybe the generic Lucky Charms type cereal, down in those, and then that's going to avoid any cats or anything like that getting in the trap too. And so they're quite easy to catch, and pretty much anywhere throughout the state, there's probably a youngster who would really like the opportunity to try and trap raccoons. So if folks are having problems, this is a really good time to find somebody who might be willing to help you with that.
He reminds people that off-label use of a pesticide is illegal and can cause fatalities to more species than the intended.
One of the things that I hear folks talk about a lot is poisoning raccoons with fly bait. And specifically, the product that most folks are talking about when they talk about that is a product that's the active ingredient is methomyl. It's called Golden Malrin. And some people recommend mixing it with pop and then putting it out in a pan for the raccoons. And I really want to reinforce that that's an illegal use of a registered pesticide product. People do get prosecuted for that after pets get poisoned. It's a very indiscriminate way to put out a pesticide. And we don't have any registered products in Kansas that a person could legally use for coyotes or raccoons or those sorts of species that might be causing damage. And with how easy raccoons are to trap, there's really no excuse for doing something illegal like that.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with what can and cannot be done when it comes to trying to control raccoons. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They'll begin the cattle sale 11 a.m. with the coal cows. And the cafe is open today. Goulash and breadsticks for $9.75. Early consignment listings among around 800 early consignments include a lot of 100 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 450 to 6, 14 mostly black steers at 500 pounds, 20 mixed steers at 5 to 6, 19 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 12 black steers and heifers 550 pounds, 65 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 750, 40 black steers and heifers, 6 to 650. 52 black steers weighing 6 to 7. 10 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 25 mixed steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 90 black steers and heifers, 6 to 850. 70 weighing in at 650 to 850. 16 mixed steers and heifers, 650 to 850. 110 black steers and heifers, 675 to 850. 15 black steers and heifers, 7 to 8. Another 52 in the 7 to 8 range. 33 black steers, 725 to 750, 13 weighing 775 to 950, and 35 red Angus heifers weighing 850 pounds. Again, sale time 11 a.m. with the coal cows today, and they will have a special in the cafe. Today you'll enjoy goulash and breadsticks for $9.75 at Marysville Livestock.
Baking powder and baking soda have distinctly different chemistries, but there are times you can use them interchangeably. Some kitchen advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Statesman Alexander Hamilton was born on this day, and in 1913, Hudson Motor Company unveiled the first sedan-type car. Nothing warms up a winter day like a batch of muffins or bread fresh from the oven. If you're not sure if your baking powder is up to snuff, here's how to test it. Drop a tablespoon in a glass of hot water. If it doesn't produce a good amount of bubbles, it's probably too old to work well. Test baking soda by mixing with vinegar. Fizzy bubbles means it hasn't lost its punch. And here's a rule of thumb for substituting baking soda for baking powder. Reduce the amount by 3/4 and combine with something acidic. Lemon juice, yogurt, or buttermilk will do just fine. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:29 from KNDY and 19 degrees this hour. Heading into a cold snap this weekend. Oh, it gets better. We'll look for highs around 20 today, falling back into the single digits by Saturday, below zero for a high temperature on Sunday. Wind chill factors even colder. Chance for snow developing later today, tonight. Looks like mid-afternoon and this evening snow will develop. They're expecting a lighter accumulation, but still could be a couple of inches here along the Kansas-Nebraska state line in addition to what we received earlier this week. No weather-related postponements or cancellations. Schools are back on schedule this morning. We do have a makeup basketball game tonight, Marysville at Walmigo. They're trying to get a jump start. That was scheduled Friday on account of the weather. They'll tip tonight with the girls' varsity about 5:30, boys to follow. We'll have it live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. In K-State's 81-67 victory over West Virginia, Cam Carter scored 15 of his 23 points in the second half as K-State pulled away to beat the Mountaineers. K-State was just up 2 at halftime, and with less than 8 minutes to go, West Virginia pulled within 59-54. Carter led all scorers with 23, but Arthur Kaluma and David Nagesson also had 17, and William McNair had 12. Here's what head coach Jerome Tang had to say about the win.
This league is incredible, and so anytime you can get a win, especially one on the road, you're just super thankful, and you try to figure out how to keep getting better going forward.
K-State's next matchup will be in Lubbock against the Texas Tech Red Raiders on Saturday. In other news, the Kansas City Chiefs are preparing to play in a frigid forecast as 6 inches of snow graze Kansas City this week. The odds may be in Kansas City's favor, being that the Dolphins have 10 straight losses when the temperature is 40 degrees or cooler. Mid-American Network Sports.
The weather-delayed Mudeckis basketball tournament tipped off with girls' action Wednesday in Beatrice as Diller Odell fell to Palmyra 49-48 and Southern lost to Exeter Milligan 62-11. Boys opened Thursday with Southern facing Lewiston at 4 at the middle school and Diller Odell taking on Johnson Brock at 6:30 in the auditorium. Marysville Bulldogs' Friday affair at Walmigo is being moved up a day and is scheduled to tip off this evening with girls' varsity about 5:30. Boys to follow, broadcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League basketball tournament pairings released for play beginning Saturday at Onega. Top four seeds in the girls' division with first-round byes are Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights, Centralia, and Frankfort, while the top four boys' seeds with first-round byes are Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Centralia, and Axtell. Play-in games Saturday begin 11 a.m. with Axtell, Washington County, Hanover, and Onega girls. Boys at 12:30 are Blue Valley, Frankfort, and Troy, Onega. Girls at 2, Troy versus Lynn, Dunafa West, and Blue Valley. Then at 3:30, boys' action, Lynn and Valley Heights, and Washington County, Dunafa West. Quarterfinals continue Monday with KNDY broadcasting those games live. Marysville boys 5-2 are second seed to St. Mary's 5-1 in the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central and will tip Tuesday evening at 6 versus the number 5 seed Jackson Heights. They're 4-3. Semifinals and round robin play continue Thursday evening and championships are Saturday afternoon, January 20th in Seneca.
KNDY.
Thank you.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. CC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.